I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
52-43, a near steal. It's stolen by Jalen Williams. Runs out and slams it home.
The Smalls on Jokic.
Another turnover. There we go as Jokic fell down. Bringing it down the other side. Caruso to Williams. Up and under on the drive. Scores.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Now it's Marchand. Sends it down into the empty net. An exclamation point off the stick of Marchand. His third point tonight, as he will go 5-0 in Game 7s against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Winning run 60 feet away.
Fly ball, left field, and it's gone! Oregon walks it up! Desiana Padman, are you serious?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday.
What is happening?
I didn't ask for a lot. I don't usually ask for a lot. I asked for one thing. One thing only. Hey, I'm super busy.
Yeah. Got a lot going on.
Don't do this one thing.
What was that one thing?
That one thing was don't ruin game 7. I had it set. I had it planned out. Y'all I knew excited. What time I was going to start watching it.
Oh, here we go.
Phone was in my pocket. Phone was in my backpack.
That's your co-host right there.
And I opened my phone.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the hockey saves our awful sports Sunday.
Yeah, it was kind of a dud yesterday. You know, a bit of a bummer. That's 10-year payback for jinxing my Giants against the Cubs in 2016. I've been holding on to that one for 10 years.
Did I jinx them in 2016?
Yeah, when they had a 5-run lead in the ninth inning and you texted, God, your team's going to win the World Series again. And then they gave up 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning and lost the series and their season was over.
Totally
yeah,
I forgot about
that. Yeah, people don't forget. People don't forget about that. Now, to be fair to me, I felt like there was a note in there about you were going to turn your phone off.
Yeah, well.
So I thought your phone was going to be off.
Yeah,
I thought the phone's off here.
I did turn the phone off, but then we couldn't find a player, so I had to turn my phone on.
Well, how am I supposed to know that? I thought the phone's going to be off. I don't know what's going on in the basketball tournament and how many players you got.
This was actually the funniest part of it. So I'm sitting, dude, basketball tournament life is, man, that's a world.
Yep.
It is an experience, and I don't know if it's a good experience, but it's an experience.
There's a lot going on.
I am sitting on the floor of an elementary school, and God knows where, Sherwood, Oregon, okay? And I have my phone. My wife comes out. We're waiting. We thought we were about to play. Then we find out we're a game behind, so we have an hour to kill.
Oh, you're just sitting around.
Wow,
it's the worst.
Half your team's sleeping. The others are playing cards. You just don't know what to do. And my wife comes over. And says something about the game. And I went, what do you mean the game? He said, oh, they were saying the game about OKC? And I went, it's 3:30. That game's over. What did you hear? She realized what she's done.
Nothing. I heard nothing. Now, I have no details on it.
Again, having not seen a second of it, I am under the impression Aaron Gordon didn't play.
Yes.
And so I kind of thought Oklahoma City was going to blow them out.
We all woke up yesterday morning thinking, man, no Aaron Gordon. Denver's going to get killed.
And then maybe a minute after she said that, I had my phone on and I look at it and I saw, well, maybe the hockey. And I just went, they said OKC, didn't they? And she goes, yeah. And now, then I saw the final. I checked the final. I'm like, I'll still go watch the game. And I did.
Yeah.
I turned it off. I did not watch fourth quarter because at that point it was well in hand.
There's no point in watching that. I think I turned it off 5 minutes into the third quarter. I didn't even watch the rest of the second
half. First three quarters, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I saw the score and I went, oh, okay. And but I was also misled. I was misled in the sense of after I found out, I talked to multiple people and they were like, oh, yeah, that game was done by half. Dude, that game really wasn't done by half.
No, it was the start of the third quarter.
Okay, so you had taken control of it.
They ended the half on a super big run, like 14-2.
And then they continued it to start the third quarter. There was no response.
It was a three-point game with 2 minutes left. And I'm like, I thought the half was dominated by them, and it wasn't.
No.
They pulled away, and they blew them out in the third.
Yeah, that was I would have been a little more protected had it been a classic game. I wouldn't have been like, oh, my God, could you believe that SGA game winner? But when you're rewatching things, and I do this from time to time where I try and stay away, and you don't want it to be spoiled or whatever. How long into that rewatch are you actually going to make it? Was my first thought of like, you're not watching that entire thing. Six minutes into the third quarter, that game's over. Everybody knew the game. Denver had no offense. They couldn't go anywhere. Aaron Gordon couldn't move. I don't even know how he played with a grade 2 hamstring strain.
What do they give NFL players? Because I just assumed
that. Toro just shot up a Toro. That's the only way. He couldn't, but he had no burst.
You could see it.
There was nothing there. He had the turnover at the end of the first half where Dort just stole his lunch money. There was nothing he could do about it. Like, that game got out of hand, and that was unfortunate because at least the way it started, you thought, oh, my God, OKC pucker factor. They can't make a shot to save their life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then even until the last, 4 minutes of the first half, it was ugly, but it was close.
Yeah.
And you thought, this is setting up to be a really fun second half. And then the last two, it was the Dan Lanning middle eight, man. End of the first half, start of the second half. You're like, Jesus, this game's over.
Yeah,
what
I think
else
it was 25-7, 27-5 from the end of the first half. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. See you later. Going to the conference finals.
If you hadn't ruined it for me, I would have, by mid-third quarter, probably hit pause on my DVR and been
check the final score.
What was the final to this? And then been like, okay, I can watch the rest of this, and then I'll
Is there an
off.
Epic comeback involved? No, there's not. No, it got out of hand.
There was no epic comeback to be had, but...
Nope. You're welcome.
I still thank you. I tell people this. Some people don't believe me. People that have met Dirt or know Dirt, they don't believe me when I say, truly, there is a level of petty that exists in this man that nobody is aware of.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten that.
2016
Giants-Cubs, game 4 in San Francisco.
I don't even remember doing that, and I believe you, but I don't remember it.
They lost the first two games of the series at home. They won game 3. They were in game 4. They had a 5-1 or 6-1 lead going into the top of the ninth inning, and you sent me a text message and said, oh my God, your team's going to win the World Series again, aren't they? And they proceeded to just collapse and go through 7 different bullpen pitchers in the top of the ninth inning, and they haven't sniffed a World Series since then. You ended their dynasty in 2016. It's all your fault, and I haven't forgot about it. It's almost been 10 years
Thank
ago.
Thank you.
Hey, you shut up, Riggins.
Yeah, shut up over there.
Spoiled little Doyer fan.
Sit down and shut up.
You get swept by the Angels again, you little bitch.
Yeah, first time in 15 years the Angels have swept the Dodgers.
That billion-dollar roster can't beat the Angels. Huh?
Well, most of it's on the shelf right now.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, come on, they're all banged up.
It is. What's funny about when you're like... When you're doing something like coaching youth basketball and you're doing tournaments all weekend, I wish tournaments were one day. It'd be great. Like, knock it out one day. You know, thank you for coming. Goodbye.
Full weekend's brutal.
But when it's full weekend, it throws the sports...
I know.
Like, weekend way off, right? Like, I'm like, what happened to the PGA on Saturday? Okay, I'm going to watch.
Here
and
it
like,
goes.
I had two nice golf naps during the Saturday rewatch round of the PGA Championship.
Did you fall asleep when Rahm caught Scheffler and then you woke up and he was like 4 shots ahead again?
That would have been really confusing yesterday if you fell asleep when that happened. Like, oh my God, this is fun. Wait, he won by 10 stroke or whatever it ended up being. Like,
one by 5.
No, that's basically what happened was like, wait, what? Where'd John Rahm come from? What'd he do?
There was a brief moment there where it coincided perfectly with the basketball game got really bad, and then the golf tournament got really good, and it only lasted like 30 minutes.
Yeah, just about the time everybody flipped over.
Like, oh, look at this. It's
Scotty
tied
put
on
the hammer
11th.
Down. Rahm hit it into the water on 16, and thanks for coming.
It was just funny, like, going back, and I had so many things on the DVR. I got home at like 6 p.m., and it's like instantly, all right, I got to dive in here. And I'm watching two things, iPad, television. I'm trying to fast forward both when they're on, like, when they're on commercial breaks. I don't want to deal with commercials at that point, right? I'm trying to get through it all.
Going fast.
And then I'm like, okay, my team beat the Red Sox. Nice little weekend for ourselves at Fenway Park.
There you go.
What did the rest? Oh, the Mariners.
Swept the Padres.
See you later, Padres.
They did.
Father, forgive you.
Thank you for that, Mariners. I appreciate that. Yeah. One of the few moments we're simpatico here on the
Dodgers
show.
Yeah, Dodgers really appreciate that.
You lost 3 in a row. It did nothing for you.
Somebody else had a sweep
this
weekend.
Well, it means nobody left Braga.
I don't know. Somebody else had a sweep, won 3 in a row this weekend.
Really?
I can't remember who it was.
Was it the Phillies?
No, I don't think it was the Phillies. No.
Wasn't the Rockies.
Wasn't the Rockies.
It wasn't the Orioles.
No, it wasn't the Orioles. They fired their manager. Yeah, you know, somebody else.
That'll fix the problem.
Yeah. Somebody else won three in a row. Names. Who could it have been?
Is it a team I jinxed?
Who could it have been? Well, hey, they're back.
The Cardinals?
Yeah, they did.
I know the Cardinals are playing better.
Yeah, they swept the A's this weekend. You're welcome, Mariners. Look at that. We were friends this weekend.
The nomadic A's.
Yeah, I got to get.
Don't call us Sacramento.
I went and saw the Yanks beat the Mets, and then I saw Soto only played two of the three.
Yeah.
I sat him in a game.
I looked at the box. Maybe I misread the box score, but I looked at his game log because I want to see what he did because I didn't catch any of the action. And I saw Friday, Saturday.
I didn't watch a second of that.
Maybe I.
No. That one. I don't know if completely he escaped Sunday, me.
Yeah, that was not on my radar this weekend at all. No. I put it on Friday. Six. I just, you know, he's having an okay year. This is kind of who he's been. He did play in all three games. You probably checked before Sunday Night Baseball.
That's probably what it was.
Because they played the late game last night.
Yes. Okay.
And they lost 8-2.
But what was funny was, dude. New York, I already care about you enough, okay? The Knicks thing, it's cute.
Yeah, you
got
the
Knicks. It's kind of fun. I don't care about your stupid baseballs.
No.
Nobody cares about your two teams playing.
Wake me up in July, then I'll care about what your baseball teams are doing. Right now, there's too much going on, man. I got too much on my radar right now.
You can't sell that as a big series right now. I'm not going to care. There's enough
Judge
New York
still
in my
Triple
life.
Crown leading when we get to the All-Star break?
That's a storyline that that's worth following.
Well,
that's
in 2 weeks, following. According to you, it's the time to start guaranteeing he's going to be a 400 hitter.
He's still over 400.
Is he?
It's time to, you just, that's when you check the stats maybe every series. It's like, okay, what did he do after that series?
Checking
he's still there.
Monday.
Still there.
Well, we're still winless. How was your guys' weekend?
Teddy did not sleep at all on Saturday, so I was a zombie on Sunday. Mm. And then I tried to take a nap yesterday, but it coincided right at the start of when Scheffler was teeing off, and then Game 7 was tipping off, and then I felt guilty, so then I woke up, and I was a zombie the rest of the day. And then both events ended up sucking, really, at the end. And I thought, why didn't I take a nap? I should have taken a nap. That was really stupid.
Could have just delayed watching.
Yeah. Could have just delayed watching it, but I'm like, nah, man, Scheffler, then Game 7, and then it's like, why am I still, this is dumb. I should have taken a nap. So that's how my Sunday went. It was delightful. Thanks for asking.
Saturday was great. Went on a little pub crawl before the Sounders-Timbers match down there.
How old are you? You live such a good life.
So, yeah, little life for Riley, little backwoods, and then sauntered our way up to the park.
That was a sick tie.
Disappointing tie for the Timbers.
Sick tie.
I'm going to tell you.
Really tied their
ass,
man.
I saw that they tied the Cascadia Cup, and I just thought, can soccer just implement one thing? If they want to be a little different from all the leagues, can they implement in the MLS, when you play your true rival, no ties are allowed?
No ties allowed. Yeah. Like, go to a shootout.
Who gets the cup?
Well, it just goes in. I mean, it's all season long, so it's them and Vancouver, and then the total points.
No.
Oh, who
Vancouver's
gets the
in this?
Cup?
Why is Vancouver in this?
Who gets?
They've
the,
always been in it.
Who cares
it's the
about
three
Vancouver?
Of them.
Oh, they're involved in the rivalry? That's it's a menage
dumb.
A trois?
It's a three-way rivalry?
Really?
Three-way rivalry dumb. All season long for the Cascadia Cup, so the team that has the best overall record.
Another made-up trophy.
I thought we were just doing Seattle-Portland in that
thing.
No.
What's more relevant? Huh?
Yeah, that's dumb. What's more relevant, the IST or the Cascadia Cup? What championship would you rather win?
Oh, the Cascadia Cup.
Well, but hold on.
Why?
How many times do you play each other?
They play each other at least twice in the regular season.
So
maybe
two
it's three.
Vancouver, two Portland, two Seattle, two Portland.
Yeah.
Two Seattle, two Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather win the IST. There's too many games there. Did you get it? Yeah, we went 4-1-1.
Because the trophy is passed.
Well,
amongst...
we lost to both of them, but we also won both of them.
We tied.
And then we had a tie, so we got it.
What if they completely split it?
I don't know what the tiebreakers are. I don't know if it's like the Ryder Cup where the team...
I think I go IST.
They don't just say, well, it's a tie, the IST. Yeah.
So I don't know if they share
it. If this is a true rivalry trophy like college football, like I'm thinking the old Oak and Bucket here, it should be Portland and Seattle. Nobody cares about Vancouver. They're not rivals. Get out of here, Vancouver.
I mean...
It should be Portland, it should be Seattle. You play one time, the winner gets the trophy.
There was once a story that came out on Hulu that Jerry Falwell Jr. of Liberty Bibberty, famously a duck rival now...
Bring it on.
Yes.
Used to watch his wife and a pool boy.
Yeah.
Who is the one watching in that relationship? It's got to be Vancouver, right? Seattle and Portland are the ones getting it on.
Vancouver's definitely the watcher. Yeah.
There's
definitely
a watcher in that situation.
They're in the corner. Nobody cares. Vancouver? Nobody cares. No.
I don't think about Vancouver at all.
I've never thought of myself as a rival at all with Vancouver.
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
They've been a part of the Cascadia Cup since its inception.
If we ever got an NHL team and they play the Canucks, then maybe we're a rival with Vancouver.
But here's my...
Even when they had the Grizzlies, we weren't rivals. rivals with the Grizzlies.
I think this is me and Dirt's point, is you can't have a bitter rivalry decided with like a fun trophy that, by the way, should be involved in every rivalry in sports. Oregon State should have a trophy. Should
we
make
definitely
it fun.
Should.
You cannot do that with three. You can only do that with two.
You know we're right here. We're
right here. We're right. I mean, you can love soccer. You can love the MLS. You can love your Timbers.
Yeah.
You can hate the Sounders or love them, whatever.
Like, who do you hate more, the Sounders or the Whitecaps?
It's Sounders. The Sounders.
It's not even close.
Yeah. It's Portland-Seattle.
It's not
even
close.
I-5 rivalry.
What are we doing?
Come on, man.
NBA Dirt died this weekend, only for soccer dirt to live. I'm here.
There you go.
Bring the Sonics back. Come on.
No, the Sunday drama came late. Dirt was in bed.
Yeah,
I'm
I went to
sure
sleep.
You were in bed.
Oh, yeah, I went to
were
sleep.
Were you surprised I was awake?
Not on catch up Sunday.
Initially,
no.
Yes, and then I thought, no, he was he had the tournament all day. He's catching up. He's probably putting some notes together trying to get lunches ready.
The show sheet together, something. Yeah. It would have been very embarrassing. You guys, I don't know how many moments of this in your house that you have. Maybe it's a lot. Maybe I'm not alone here. I had a very embarrassing moment where I just thought, man, if a camera came in and showed me right now,
sitting there in your underwear,
I was literally in my boxer briefs on my bed. My blanket on my bed is this like ultra soft, just I love it. I bought it at Costco a couple years ago.
It's a microfiber thing.
It's one of the best purchases I've ever made in my life, like in general, bar none. And I'm laying there shirtless in my boxer briefs, laptop's kind of open. I'm like laying kind of like Costanza on the couch. I got one leg up, like my butt's kind of showing. I'm
it's
just
a good
like
fart
on
position
the bed.
Right there.
I got
there you
my
go.
Arm behind my head. I got the laptop out. I was like,
Ooh, let's watch some college softball.
And I decided if somebody saw me, they would have so many questions about what I'm doing right there. And I'm just getting
show prep.
You're having fun. You're having fun on a Sunday.
Yeah, I was.
I knew the game was happening. I knew the stakes. And I think when I went to bed, it was 7-4 in the middle of the fourth inning.
So here's my only thing. Yeah. I understand. We wake up early. I know you got a newborn. Teddy ball game, not easy at all times. I get it. Is there anything that gets you to stay awake with us to watch these late night sport activities?
Not a regional softball game, no.
I mean, you lost. Everyone would have made fun of you.
That's fine. That's okay. You can.
First one seed to lose in the regional yesterday.
I saw that. Liberty Bibberty took
Liberty
Bibberty
taking down A&M.
I want to be honest with Duck fans today, okay? Because you guys know I'm a Beaver. I'm going to get to a Duck athletic segment. I have nothing to offer. I don't know any names. I don't know any teams.
We had a nice little weekend on the Diamonds.
Yeah, you guys playing a garbage ass conference.
Seed.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
We're the mighty independent.
We might go to the college football playoff, the NCAA tournament, the Women's College World Series, and the College Baseball World Series.
It's going
to
be really funny when you guys lose all of them.
Look and at the, us. The
all four.
Women's golf team is in position to advance to the match play at the national championship.
That's a good poll question now that I'm thinking of it because I want to get the show going. Can a rivalry have three teams? When you think rivalry, do you think of three teams
you can't
in a
have
rivalry?
Three teams. No, you can't have three teams.
So who's the Falwell in Oregon, Washington, Oregon State?
You might just want to move on.
Coming up next, a little WWW. What does WWW stand for? I'll tell you on the other side. Dirt and Sprague, it is good to be with you. Happy Monday. We start next on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the poll question is up. Can a rivalry involve three teams? Yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague.
Somebody texted in about the Army, Navy, Air Force, the Commander's
Air
Cup.
Air Force isn't in it.
And that's what I'm saying.
They're not in it.
They are technically in it, but they're the forgotten team of
they're
that
not.
Rivalry.
They're not.
The Commander's
they're
Trophy, not. The Commander's Cup, I forget.
Look,
what.
It's Commander's something.
All due respect, thank you for your service, 100%. I got family in multiple branches of the military. They're not in it. It's the Army, Navy.
It's Commander-in-Chief's Trophy.
Ah.
So it's Army, Navy.
You watch that Air Force Navy game?
I don't know when that happens on the calendar, but I know when Army Navy happens.
What's the last football game of the regular season usually?
Every year.
Is it the Air Force Navy Army game? Is there like a three-way game?
It is, yeah. It's like they do like a jamboree, one quarter against each other. They rotate.
Wouldn't that be wild? You had three football teams on the field. Like
pretty crazy.
Two offenses, one defense.
All right, first quarter, you two go. Now we'll sit over here. Now you two go. Be kind of fun.
It's not Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Breonna Stewart.
Ooh.
It's only Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Couldn't have asked for a better start this weekend for your league, man.
That was.
Could not have asked for a better
fantastic.
Start. That was exactly
that live,
what you
like,
could draw.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, buddy, fireworks.
I also hate Dave Portnoy.
You hate Dave Portnoy, huh?
Oh, what's
big
do?
Caitlin Clark guy?
He bet 25 G's.
He
must
did.
Be nice, right? 25 yeah. G's. Just goes, why not? Throw a flyer at something. I wish I had 25,000. Throw flyers at.
Yeah, exactly.
25 G's on Caitlin Clark triple-double plus 1,300. He won 350,000.
Yeah. Nice
well, he did better than Drake did.
What did Drake do?
Drake dropped like a million or something on the Maple Leafs.
Oh. Oh.
He tweeted he had a couple of bets or he some large oh. stuff on the Maple Leafs.
Ouch.
Wah, 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 wah. Just a
why?
Big ass loser right now, that Drake.
I mean, look, I'm excited and can talk myself into a $5 bet on him, but if $1 million with the you're gambling on the Maple Leafs in a
game seven
on
exactly.
home ice? Have you seen the last 20 years? Yikes.
A minor. So I asked before the break, the WWW.
What is the WWW?
Who won the weekend?
Ah.
We have our NBA Conference Finals matchup set. Scotty, third major. Rom meltdown, which was just delightful
was
for
great.
Me. Toronto meltdown. The meltdown Maples. Purdy contract extension, which came out Friday, and it flew right under my radar. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Somebody texted me. And then, obviously, we'll get to it, but Oregon Athletics, who won the weekend?
Well, Oregon Athletics wasn't included in the poll question because we put them both out, which, by the way, we had the same poll question within like 20 minutes of each other.
Oh, you did put it out?
Yeah, I did put it out, which made me
I'm
chuckle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see.
No, it's all right. I woke I up to look at the comments, and we had a listener who commented, Mariners sweeping the Padres on each of the poll questions. I'm like, why is he sending this three times? Oh, okay. We did.
That's
okay,
my bad.
No, it's okay. But so Oregon wasn't in there because it happened before
it was late.
The softball
yeah, it was
game
late.
Was over. This was a pretty easy answer for me. Now,
really?
Shocking, I know. Where am I going to go? Where could it be?
Mm.
It's Scotty winning his third major. And to me, it's not even close. The basketball game on
Toronto
Friday.
Toronto lost 6-1 in game seven.
They did.
Home.
They've done that the last 20 years. That's 20. They've been doing that forever.
I know, but like at
they have
what
won
point?
Like three playoff series in 2 decades.
When
this
did they
is who they
blow
are.
Blow their own city up and say, we need to restart.
I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. Marner is a free agent, I believe. Some of their other key guys are getting older.
Marner's probably out of there.
Marner's gone for sure. And so they're hitting a reset button.
Toronto
this offseason.
Is bordering on Cubs Red Sox legend of not,
I think they're feeling that way
yeah.
for sure.
I think the team feels that way when they take the ice in a
yeah.
game seven, which is what made the game six win so shocking because you're like, they're going to roll over and die on Friday, aren't they? And they didn't. They won. They forced the game seven on home ice and then they rolled over and died again. The Knicks Celtics game was terrible on Friday. Fun atmosphere. The bing bongs were great. Madison yeah. Square Garden's going crazy. That the result of it is a fun storyline. The game was awful.
No, the games were bad. The
and
basketball
the basketball
games
game, the other basketball yeah. game was terrible.
Terrible.
And so it was like Scotty, and I'm not even defending the end of the PGA Championship because it had like 20 minutes of relevancy yesterday. And then Rahm faded and Scheffler found his groove and it was basically over. I just think it's the ramifications of him winning another major, his third, and the list that puts him on, like before turning 30,
yeah,
that's a pretty
it's
significant
him, Jack,
moment in golf that we don't see.
And the
very
Nike
often.
Ad was awesome.
Yes,
so
it was.
It's hard to say this without sounding biased because people know most of our fandoms that hang out with us and listen to the show.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't be the last pick in the draft and get $181 million guaranteed and a $265 million deal.
Got paid.
And not with the weekend.
Got paid.
And like that is that contract. Oh, we're going to get into that contract today.
Yeah.
Because I still am not 100% sure I've processed all of it.
We still haven't seen all the detail. Like, there's,
no,
I know we know general.
They haven't done
of it,
the formal press conference.
No.
I think they're dotting I's and crossing T's and
well,
all
there's potentially a no trade clause in this on
yeah.
his end. Like, they can't move him unless he gives the okay, which, as a franchise, don't think I'd give any athlete that ever in a contract.
Mm.
Don't care.
Patrick Mahomes?
Nope.
No trade
yeah.
clause.
Kick rocks.
Especially,
said I'm not going to sign the deal unless you give me
especially
a
in that
Allen.
League.
But see, they wouldn't need that. They'd know I wouldn't trade them.
Well,
they're
never
elite
know.
Of the elite.
You never say
those
never.
Those are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
You got no clue. Then Luka
well,
Doncic
you never
gets
know,
traded.
You never know when the devastating career-ending knee injury is going to happen because he gets blindsided or
yeah.
something like that.
He wants some protection there.
Conference finals matchups being set is nice. We'll get into that today because for the seventh straight year, we'll have a different NBA champion.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable run. The bigger NBA storyline was Adam Silver finally saying enough of this crap. Do you see that headline on the unis this weekend?
Ooh, No, oh, I missed
that. You didn't see that?
I missed it. Tell me.
They basically sent out a memo to the remaining teams and said, you are now in the conference finals. You have to wear traditional uniforms. You cannot wear... They basically said you're only allowed to wear those in the first two rounds of the playoffs. This is a simple reminder. You have to wear your traditional uniforms.
Get your David Stern on, Adam Silver. Put a boot in an ass. Let's go.
We don't have to deal with graffiti Indiana Pacers. You will get traditional blue and gold Indiana Pacers against the New York Knicks.
Graffiti Pacer jerseys just need to be burned in a pile.
So OKC is going to go to their traditional green and yellow Sonics jerseys, and they're going to play Minnesota in the KG jerseys.
I do understand from the team aspect, if you're on a roll and you're winning, you don't want to mess with anything.
Yeah.
I get that part of it, but yeah, we need to see.
They're ugly.
Yeah.
Give me some pinstripes in my life.
Yeah, it's just this is where...
I want to see yellow. I want to see a Pacer yellow or blue in MSG.
I want to see the pinstripes, yep.
Oh. I think it was our buddy Gunderson, Eric Gunderson, who had a great point on like college basketball when you get to the Elite Eight, Final Four. Like teams will wear random one-off jerseys in college hoops, but if like Duke's in a Final Four, what are they wearing?
It's either
Duke's
white
one of the teams
or the blue.
Right, if UConn's in the Final Four, they're wearing, we know what they're wearing. You know the uniforms. It makes you feel good. It's nostalgia. That's what the NBA, especially with the Knicks and Pacers being back in from kids from our generation.
Oh, yeah.
Those were teams that we grew up watching in the conference finals, and then they faded to irrelevancy for a bit, and the Knicks haven't been there in a long time. Mm-hmm. You got to go traditional unis.
I agree, 100%.
I wish my football team would do that in big games. Next challenge.
What'd you guys wear in the Rose Bowl? I forget.
I don't
remember the score.
I don't remember the game. Did we play in the Rose Bowl? I don't think we did. I don't think we were there.
Did you get Chrome Dome?
I think we...
Was it the all whites?
I think you Chrome Dome. We boycotted the game over the seating malpractice that took place. We filed a lawsuit, so we just no-showed.
You and the Lions?
We and the Lions. We're like, nah, we're not... No. Ohio State, we're not showing up. Hell no, we won't go. I think they wear chrome helmets.
Was it white?
White pants, green jerseys maybe? I think.
Green jerseys.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. You kind of wear your uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a set uniform anymore?
Yeah. I mean, we have two main school colors.
There's an episode.
Technically, green and yellow.
Way over your head. There's an episode that used to be on the CW of the TV show called The Flash, right? For a while, they had a little run there. There is a villain in one of the episodes where he can basically look at somebody and become them. That's the superhero villain power.
That's
so, like,
a pretty
I
cool
can look
thing.
At you and become you.
You become dirt.
So he does all these evil things and then he blends into the crowd because he changes into somebody.
That's pretty badass.
At the very end, they catch him and they're like, "What do you really look like?" And it'd been so long since he had been himself that his face is blank because he literally couldn't morph into what he looked like because he forgot. That's you guys in football uniforms.
Kind of is.
I don't know what your jersey is.
We need to find our identity again. We need to go on a journey in Joshua Tree to find our roots and where we came from. We need answers here.
All right. Well, who won the weekend for you guys? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. We put up two of those poll questions, so you can vote twice and nag us on both of them if you want. There's a couple. I mean, look, if I could put more options on there, I would.
You only get four choices. Thanks, Elon.
I'll talk to Elon about that. I didn't create the poll question situation on that website.
Not our fault.
Coming up next, he does it again for the third time. I got a fun stat about Scottie Scheffler, and I'll let the golf nerds kind of nerd out a little bit as we roll on from a great weekend of sports. We'll get into some Oregon athletics news. A lot of big things happening down in Eugene. We'll get to the conference finals, which are set. We got Gary Parrish joining us at CBSSports.com at 7:30. And we'll get into the Brock Purdy contract and the NFL news from the weekend as well. It is a loaded show. We're back with more with Scotty winning his third major next on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there's a lot to get to. We haven't even really dove into the race war from the sports weekend. Because, of course, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese can't just be basketball players. It obviously morphs into black versus white. I thought this was actually a good logical response to our poll question of, can a rivalry involve three teams?
Okay, a Menage-a-Trois rivalry.
This one from Andrew. The Cascadia Cup is built on a rivalry that has lasted decades and through different leagues. In a sports world that treats the Pacific Northwest like Siberia, I think a three-team rivalry between teams with history and strong supporting groups is acceptable. And I said, very logical, good response.
Very fair response.
But when you lose to Vancouver, does it feel the same as losing to Seattle?
I disagree as an outsider, but it's a very fair, valid response.
It is, to be fair, like, yeah, we do get cut off of most people's sports radar.
Yes.
So, you
we
know,
are forgotten out here.
It's a little kink. No kink shame here. That's what you're into in sports. Good for you.
You do you, boo.
I thought this was one of the better stats from the weekend of all the sports that happened. Since 2022, wins in Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolina Panthers, 14. Scottie Scheffler, 15.
I was a little confused by that because he has not won in Charlotte, North Carolina 15 times.
I was very confused by it too. Why did
I believe that was the 15th win of his career?
Yes.
So it's a 15th tournament that he's won.
But he has not won 15.
He has not won 15 times.
No, no, yeah. So here it is.
I think they deleted the tweet.
Did they end up deleting it? Because I have it right here.
It was pretty funny. I think the PGA, yeah. Was it the PGA Tour that sent that out?
Yeah, the PGA Tour was the one. That's where I got it. So I was like, what? How is this possible? Has he even played 15 times?
That was his 15th career win.
In Charlotte.
He won in Charlotte, but he has not won 15 times
but
in Charlotte.
Since 2022, the Panthers have only won 14 times in Charlotte.
Which is pretty funny.
So Scotty, for his golf career,
better than the Panthers.
Yes. Better than the Panthers.
Scottie Scheffler, better than the Carolina Panthers. Breaking news.
I mean, look, it didn't sound right writing it down. I'm like, how many times did they play in Charlotte, man?
I mean, that's a significant number, though. I mean, you're looking at guys, players with two Masters in a PGA Championship before turning 30. It's Tiger, Jack, Scottie Scheffler. Players with three major championships and 15 overall wins before turning 30 since World War II, so the only era that really matters. It's Tiger, Jack, Scottie Scheffler. Like he put himself in elite company. And I think it was remarkable how he did it because it was really one stretch of nine holes that won him this tournament. He was fine on Thursday. He was good, fine and good on Friday. Wasn't blowing
Friday,
away the field.
He couldn't find a fairway. He hit like six fairways and still managed to shoot three under.
He's
it was
in the mix.
Pretty remarkable.
In the mix going into the weekend, he was fine on the front nine on Saturday, and then the back nine on Saturday, he exploded. And just, he couldn't miss a putt. He drove it to 2 feet on a par four, made an easy eagle. Like, he just went on a run
that
there.
That shot was great.
Where you were looking at a tournament that like, oh my God, who the hell's going to win this thing? This is kind of wide open and setting up to be a fun Sunday to... Holy crap, he leads by three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got to the back nine, and he had been a little shaky there on the front. And then he just pipe drives, I think, 10 through 14, where he just, you could have walked it out there and couldn't have placed it any better, like when he had to. And he went, there was a whole thing about the PGA had the USGA come in and test everybody's drivers to see if they were conforming. And that was on like Tuesday. And so Rory had mentioned something earlier in the week that he had to switch the driver in his bag. Well, apparently Scotty had to, too.
I don't think he mentioned anything. I think it was leaked to the media because Rory didn't talk to the media at all this week. And everybody was hot and bothered about that.
But, so Scotty had to put a new driver in the bag.
He did.
So right before the tournament.
I put up a poll question, and I know it's a fairly easy one to put up after he wins his. Would it be second major championship, right? His third overall, but his second.
Second
like,
in terms of, yeah.
He's got the
career Grand Slam. He's halfway there.
Yeah, he's halfway to the career Grand Slam. So I put up a poll question last night. Will Scottie Scheffler become the next PGA golfer to complete the career Grand Slam? And it's overwhelmingly yes at this point. But the other thing we don't know right now, Rahm was very close, but I enjoyed the Rahm meltdown. That was fantastic.
Spieth only needs the PGA.
DeChambeau was having a great tournament, and he kind of blew up on Saturday a little bit, cost himself a bit.
He was in the mix again, but not quite enough.
Maybe some of these livers come back to the tour because they'll get their bag, and then they'll realize this tour sucks. Let's go to one where people watch us. Do you guys think he'll be the next one to do it, or would you bet that he'll do it?
Yeah, I would bet that he would do it.
I would bet
right
that
now.
He would do it.
What's the tournament in question most? The U.S. or
probably the Open Championship.
I don't. I think he's so good it doesn't matter.
You don't think there's one versus the other that's like the hardest.
His
one
game
for
will
him.
Fit. No, his game fits everywhere.
All right,
he's the best ball striker on the planet, and as long as you're the best ball striker on the planet, and he just putts halfway decent, he has a chance to win every tournament.
He could win at Oakmont. Oakmont again is going to be another one where his length.
We're doing the Rory thing. You know, traditionally he's been top five.
He played last time there was a U.S. Open there. I believe he was an amateur in 2016, and he had like the. He was in the clubhouse leader after Thursday as an amateur. He's like a sophomore at Texas or something. I mean, he's going to do it. I think that's why it was so significant. The only criticism
he's going to do it.
He's going
like
to do
it's a certainty to
It's a certainty to me. It absolutely is. The only criticism I have of Scottie Scheffler is that he's so good that it's boring. It's not even that his personality is boring. I find him
interesting. Well, his game's boring because it's so precise.
It's
when it's all dialed in, he just puts it in the middle of the fairway.
Well, why? Okay, so why in that sport? I think maybe you guys are right.
And he's
here.
Not a showman.
No, he's not. But like, let me interject here. I'm going to just give you guys that you're right on this, that it's like he's so good it's boring. We don't have that with other athletes in other sports. Steph Curry is that version of elite shooting, and we tune in every time because we want to see it.
Yeah, but he's got a little flair to him. Scotty has virtually no flair.
Just a robot who hits perfect shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even that there's no flair for me. It's that every one of his major wins has been a runaway freight train. Like, none of them have been. That's the only thing that I think the last test he'll have to face, and that was the bummer from yesterday, was that he didn't play that well yesterday. He tugged almost every tee shot to the left. He was up and down. Yeah. He allowed other guys back.
It was the scoring round, wasn't it? Of the four rounds,
yeah. I think he ended up even par with a bogey on 18. And he got it going a little bit there.
10 through 15, that's where he just put the hammer down, got a couple of birdies.
Started choking.
And Rahm started hitting it sideways.
But that was the only bummer, is that it looked like this was going to be one that actually came down to the wire for him, and he was going to have to gut out on 16, 17, and 18. And then it didn't happen because Rahm faltered and nobody else was within striking distance. So that, to me, is the last challenge that he has to face. It's a credit to him and how good he is and the leads that he builds that he doesn't have to necessarily do that. The first time he won the Masters, it was against Cam Smith. That was essentially over at the turn. The back
first
nine
hole.
Was
Remember, Cam went into the bunker or whatever, and then they chipped in. And
Scotty chipped in on the third hole, and you're like, all right, this thing's done. And then the last time he won the Masters, it was competitive until the 12th hole, and it was Homa, and I think Oberg was in there with him. And by the time they got to like 13T, you're like, all right, he's got a sizable lead. He's probably not going to blow this. And so that's the only the criticism I have of him is he's so good when he wins that it's a boring end of the tournament. I didn't even watch the last two holes of the tournament. That rarely happens for me because it was a foregone conclusion, and he's not the most exciting guy to watch. Celebrate, but I think it's also a great time to point out we're going to do this with the NBA today. The NBA is going to have a seventh consecutive season with a different champion. That's great for that sport because they've never had a lot of parity, and it's a new parity era. In sports like golf, we don't want parity. We want the best to win. We don't want Jonathan Vegas to win the PGA Championship because 98% of sports fans have never heard of him. We are on a historic run going back the last year and a half. You go back to Scotty winning the Masters last year. Yes, it wasn't. I'm not saying all the tournaments were great, but in terms of the significance of winners, you had Scotty win the Masters. Xander breakthrough, who could never win, but he's been a top 10 player in the world for a long time. Oh my God, he won. That is insane. The Bryson Rory showdown at the U.S. Open was incredible, and Bryson gets another major. Xander does it again at the Open Championship, followed up by Rory finishing the career Grand Slam, and now Scottie Scheffler winning his third major.
Boy.
We are on a great run of, like, there's no Danny Willett's in there. There's no, like, Brian Harmon waggling 8,000 times. There's no Rich Beams in that list. And so there is a moment of appreciation of, I think the golf is better than it's ever been. John Rahm had a hilarious quote of saying, that's the funnest I've had golfing in a long time. It's like, yeah, because you play on a tour that doesn't matter.
Soul, buddy.
And there's actual crowds. And so I do want to appreciate that from a golf angle. It's been a lot of fun.
There was a moment Saturday. I didn't watch the whole thing Saturday, but when I checked in Saturday, I got this guy on my screen named Norin, and he hits a long birdie.
He was in the final group yesterday, man.
Yeah, and Jim Nance is like, and Norin does it again. And I'm like, get him off my screen. Give me better golfers, please. My daughter's like, is that a Sweden flag?
That's a Swedish flag, baby.
I'm like, yeah.
Alex Norin right there.
No idea who he is.
It's Alex Norin.
Not a clue, but,
you
know, I'm sure he'll finish somewhere in the bottom 10.
Alex Norin had a rough Sunday.
Yeah,
he
did.
Final group.
Yeah, he did. Wasn't so hot on Sunday when it mattered, was he, Jim?
Of a major championship.
Jim! Scotty Scheffler, third major of his career. Just a remarkable run there at the PGA Championship. Was he the one that was bitching about the preferred lies?
He did. He bitched about the preferred lies. He
complained about that Sunday, or...
No.
That goes away.
No, the weather got better, so there's no mud on the balls anymore going into the weekend.
I think I'm going to become a Scheffler heel. I think I'm like going to start becoming an anti-Scheffler guy.
You're going to go yin and yang? You're going to go against
counterculture.
The grain?
I'm going to go counterculture.
Man, you do you, boo.
There we go. John Rahm choking, though, was just delightful. Tasted delicious.
I hated it because I wanted a compelling finish. I don't like John Rahm, but it's like I wanted it to come down to the wire. And it looked like you're like, oh my God, Scotty has been the Tiger level of invincible. He's never blown a 54-hole lead. And he was not playing good, and Rahm was coming. You're like, they're tied in the back nine. This could be fascinating.
They really sold the putt on 13, the birdie putt that lipped out. They really sold it a little more dramatically. In real time, when I watched it, I'm like, yeah, he hit it too fast. It wasn't like it slowly lipped out. It clearly was going to lip out.
It was bringing a lot of speed into that hole.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing? Have fun on the live tour, you loser. Good job, Scotty. Coming up next, a great weekend for this, and it's a local thing. Next on The Fan. All right, we'll get to the association. We're going to dive into the Brock Purdy contract. Gary Parrish will join us, so we'll talk a little NBA playoffs, and he was at the Combine. So we'll get an update and his takeaway from what he saw at the Draft Combine, our beloved Blazers, with the 11th pick. Do I have a Blazer spin from the NBA results over the weekend? Oh, yeah.
Easy. Let me tell you how this benefits the Blazers.
So we'll get to all that in the second hour of the show. By the way, we got a massive amount of poll questions. I just went poll question heavy last night.
We got a lot of them up there. Go vote.
I was up late getting loopy. Will Scotty complete the PGA Grand Slam? Yay or nay?
I think it's interesting to ask who of the next like generation of players finishes with the most majors.
Okay, so Scotty's got
three.
Two of the four. Let's do the Grand Slam.
Oh, you want to do the Grand Slam one? He's got two of the four. I think Brooks is only two of the four, if I'm not mistaken. I think he won three U.S.
Opens. Xander now is two of the four.
Xander has two of the four.
Ooh,
Spieth is the closest.
Jordan's
but
got
Spieth's
three.
Not, I mean, is anybody going to pick Spieth?
Rahm has two of them.
He won a U.S. Open and a Masters.
Watch it be Spieth. Mark Sounder there.
Dude, who's picking that guy to win a major anytime soon?
Melting down.
Yeah.
So that poll question is up. Maybe I'll add that one at the end of the show. Which golfer would you pick?
Does Bryson have two of them, or has he won the same one twice?
No, he's won two U.S. Opens.
Yeah, okay.
He's got two total, but he's won the U.S. Open twice. I believe his first one was the U.S. Open.
Oh, I think one of his was a PGA.
Check my math on that, but I think he won the COVID U.S. Open, if I'm not mistaken.
The other poll question, Brock Purdy got his five-year, $265 million deal, $181 million guaranteed. Grade the deal, A, B, C, D, or F. What other one I put up? Oh, NBA is going to have their seventh straight different champion. Do you like the league more with parity? Yes, feels more hopeful. No, love dynasties. And then we did it twice. Who won the sports weekend? We just phrased it differently. And so that's up. You can vote after and spray. The weekend might have been won by your Oregon Duck athletic department.
You like that?
The baseball team won the Big Ten by sweeping Iowa and having other stuff happen.
They did. We stuffed them in a locker.
Lady softball in the regional, hosting Stanford, was down most of the way. Did not lead until the final swing of the game.
Needed to win back-to-back
games,
by the way, too.
They had to come back because they lost two of them on Saturday.
So they had to win two games yesterday. I didn't realize that they were playing a double dip, and they beat them twice.
Elimination game late last night,
yes.
And they broke the tie, won 10-7. So they'll play Liberty Bibberty, who pulled off the biggest upset in softball history.
We got a good track record against old Liberty Bibberty. I like our chances there.
The fighting Falwells. Get in the corner.
The fighting corner watchers. Let's go.
Friday, Eugene, 7 p.m.
Donald Duck about to walk in that room.
Whoa.
I didn't know she was into that, man.
He's duck diving.
So the softball team is getting ready for Liberty. And then the track and field had a nice little weekend. Look at Oregon Athletics.
I totally knew that.
Reigning supreme.
And women's golfers are 18 holes today from advancing to the match play portion for a national championship.
Look, the Big Ten sucks in baseball, but it was still kind of funny to win the conference the first year.
Seventh different conference championship, I believe, in the conference.
And the sports that Oregon plays, they don't have a hockey team. Like, there's some things that they don't play.
Yeah, water polo team.
They have won 25% of the conference championships in their first year in the Big Ten. Of the sports that they play, they've won a quarter of them. I will reiterate something that I hope I maintain during the Pac-12 era, although we didn't really do it until later. Conference baseball tournaments might be the dumbest thing imaginable.
They're pretty stupid.
Like, you play an entire regular season, you play everybody, you play a long year, a lot of conference games, you crown a champion.
This is a total money grab.
Now it's a weekend, we're going to have another champion.
It's ridiculous.
We just won the championship. Yeah. Now somebody else might win another championship.
That's what happened to Oregon State.
From a weekend, it's dumb, it's ridiculous.
Well, at least the Ducks can say they finally made it to Omaha.
Was it in Omaha?
It's in Omaha.
Oh, why is it in Omaha when the College World Series is in Omaha?
Money.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to watch any of it. But I do know that this probably should seal their chances at hosting a regional, which is something that I will watch, and that will actually matter. And if they don't host a regional, heads will roll.
We'll
take somebody out of the NCAA.
Whose head will roll?
All the people who decide this crap. There's 30 different polls out there. None of it makes sense.
None of it.
There's a selection committee just like D1 basketball.
Sure. Every poll that I see, they're ranked inside the top five. And then I saw one's like, well, actually, their RPI is 12th. They're actually 13th in RPI. Like, no, this is stupid.
The RPI
they won a conference. They're good.
SEC.
They beat Oregon State four times. Who's a blue blood. Give us a regional. Damn it. I want a regional. Let us host a regional.
It's nice to see your logo when they're having success in the sport and pretending that you care. But when you peel the curtain back and open it, and you're like, that sport's kind of stupid.
It's really stupid.
Who's deciding all of this?
Who calls all this, man? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't have any idea.
Winning the Big Ten in baseball was great, though. That conference sucks, and we should dominate in that sport.
Not a Duck fan. That was a fun softball moment.
Walk-off home runs are always cool.
Well, Stanford walked the batter because it was a 3-0 count, and then the lady on the broadcast was like, you got to wonder, is this the right call, right decision? First pitch, next batter. See ya! Didn't matter. A home run.
And the benefit, too, of the number one seeds never lose in softball. Ever.
Never.
That never happens.
That never happened
And
before.
Liberty Bibberty takes out a number one seed, and now we get to play Liberty Bibberty again.
Are we in on the softball tournament this year? Look at us. Huh?
I mean, if the Ducks keep winning, I'll watch.
Yeah.
The local angles will get me. Is Oklahoma, assuming Oklahoma's the unbeatable team again?
Yeah, wagon, they're the number two seed.
Wagon.
Yeah, because the number one seed gone.
The number one seed is gone.
Nice little weekend down in Eugene. Loaded second hour. Gary Parrish will join us. Conference championships are set in the NBA playoffs. This is continuing. NFL news is abundant. We got a lot to get to. Hour number two during Spring on the Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.